Amen. Thank you. Good to be seen. Great time to be alive.
Amen.
And enjoying life, right? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Turn over to Genesis 8:22 real fast, please. Genesis 8:22, I'll read it out of King James. Say amen when you get there. Amen. If you haven't got there yet, don't worry about it. They put it up here for you. Amen. It says, while the earth, what?
Remains.
Amen. At least a couple of us can read. That's awesome. Well, and we're back. All right. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall what? Amen. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest.
Yes, sir.
Right? That's exactly what Brother Clint was just talking about with seed time and harvest. Sowing seed and you will reap a harvest. As long as your mouth is right and you're watering it. Right? Amen. Because you can't sow something and then dig it up and expect it to grow. You just can't do it. It's impossible. Look at a farmer. If a farmer went outside and sowed all of his seed, then went out the next day to check it, to dig it up, to see if it grew any, would it ever produce anything?
No, sir.
No, it wouldn't. So while the earth remaineth, is the earth still here?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
I agree. Seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall what?
Not cease.
You need to underline that word, not cease.
Amen.
Amen. Because that means as long as the earth's here, seed time and harvest will work. Amen. Seed time and harvest will work. Amen. I'm going to read our prayer real fast and we'll get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you and magnify your holy name. And we do thank you for another opportunity to gather around the word with like believers and to feed our spirit, man. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, not my will, but your will be done this morning. Not what Ricky wants to say, but everything that you would have for this congregation, bring forth out of me. Make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Bring forth truths from your word that not only for this congregation, Father God, but also for myself. That'll help us throughout the week, not only throughout the week, but for the rest of our lives. And we thank you for it and praise you for it. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're talking about sowing this morning. Amen. I like sowing. You should enjoy it. You really should. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. I'm going to read a few things to y'all first, though. All right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Sometimes adversity comes before advance. Before advance.
Yeah.
All right? But you will advance if you don't allow the adversity to stop you.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes adversity, it does come before you advance.
Yes,
you just need to get that understood already. But fear not, for God has overcome the world, right?
Yes,
amen. Right? Amen. If you become a sower, your seed will become bigger than the average person's harvest. I know we're talking about money. You know, it always it makes some people mad, but it's all right.
Amen.
Amen. Because why would I not tell you something that'll help you?
Amen.
Why? And I'm not talking from hey, I heard about a guy.
Amen.
Amen. We've been living this for a few years now. A few years. How long? Yeah. I don't know. A little while. 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. 10 years, right? So when, y'all know the story, when I moved here, I was making $500 every 2 weeks. You try to do that with a wife, 3 kids, house, bills, everything else. Amen.
Amen.
And then God put it on our heart, put it on Chelsea's heart, said, y'all need to start giving $20 above your tithe. Well, obviously, y'all remember I fainted. Had to call the doctor and everything. I was like, are you crazy? Do you not see where we're at? What do you mean $20 over our tithe? We need this. What are we going to eat? And there was a few times I didn't eat. Make sure all them ate. But we got past it. We ain't in those days anymore. And I won't ever see those days again. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I learned a spiritual law, which is seed time and harvest.
Yes.
Sowing and reaping.
Yes, sir.
And so we started doing it. We started acting on the word of God and started sowing seed. And every time we'd sow seed, we'd just thank God for it. We'd never talk against our seed. We wouldn't say, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Probably ain't going to work anyways. Because now every seed that I've sown is not going to produce anything. Because I believe in it not doing anything anyways. I don't believe in it producing a harvest, or that's what I'd be talking to it about. Because watering your seed, just like a farmer, what does a farmer do? He's going to, in the ground, what's he going to do to the ground before he plants stuff? He's going to make sure that everything's there. He's going to go out after he plants. He's going to fertilize it. He's still going to make sure it's got water. Amen. A lot of times when we sow seed, we just kind of sow seed and then just, well, God, do your thing. Amen. Yeah, we're doing awesome. Amen. Amen. We'll get through this. Smile at your neighbor and say, we will make it, I promise. Amen. As long as you're smiling, we'll be fine. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about something that I've heard. Okay, I'm serious about that. We've been able, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Everything I have is a seed.
Amen.
I'm not just waiting on the opportunity. I'm just waiting on the opportunity to sow it.
Amen.
Amen. A sower isn't someone that just slings money.
Amen.
Amen. Just like a farmer isn't someone who just throws seed in the field.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
A farmer is very precise in his sowing.
Yes.
You ever notice how a farmer is always ready to sow? Amen. As soon as they get their harvest, what are they doing? I don't know if y'all ever been around, well, we got farm fields here. But as soon as they go out and cut the cotton and everything, what are they doing right after that? Tilling the ground. Why? Because they're getting ready to plant. Because I'm not going to let this field sit here and not produce nothing for me. I'm going to get seed in the ground. That way, in the next month or so, I'll have my harvest. Amen. I'm going to tell y'all, you can get mad, but don't get mad. Look at your neighbor, say, don't get mad. Amen. I've been hesitant. I've told it before, but amen. We'll get through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, man, we will in a minute. All right. To a sower, there's no such thing as I can't afford it.
Amen.
Amen. To a sower, there's no such thing as I can't have it.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because he can always sow. Amen. Right? I like this one. Amen. Hopefully you'll like it. Religious people are always suspicious when you're blessed. They think you have to be stealing money or doing something wrong. Right? And because they have to justify why they're not living in overflow like you are, but yet they call themselves a Christian like you. And so they have to justify why they're where they're at. And so I'm not going to take the blame on myself. I'm blaming somebody else. Yeah, amen. Look at your neighbor again. Say, we're going to get through this. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Amen. Amen. Look, also look at your neighbor and say, look, if you're falling down over money right now, how do you think you'll be when you get to heaven? Because if the streets are made of gold, then how do you really think you're going to act when you get to heaven? And why would a God put me here that has golden streets to live in poverty and lack? But yet he had told me how to live in overflow so I don't have to live there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So since we've been married, we've had opportunities. Hallelujah. And an opportunity is a limited time. It's not always going to be there. Because that's why it's an opportunity. There's this man, well, it's my dad, actually. God told him to sow. Look, let's just sell this right now. When I say sow, I'm going to be saying that a lot. I'm not saying sold. S-O-W. Sowed. E-D. S-O-W-E-D. Sowed. It's the accent. Just wanted to let you know. I'm saying sowed, not sold. Sounds the same. I don't know. Whatever. Moving along. Sowed, not sowed. Yeah, right? All right. God told him to sow this motorcycle he had to this minister. And so he called him up, said, hey, I need to sow this to you. He said, all right. Well, right after he did that, another minister came up to my dad and said, you know what? God told me to sow my motorcycle to him, but I didn't do it. Now, don't be like, ooh, because there's been many opportunities God's told us to sow something when we didn't do it. But it was the opportunity that minister had, because God will always have you sow something because he knows what's coming up. And so he sees what's ahead of you, and so he'll put it on your heart. Hey, sow this right here, because he's trying to get some provision to you because of this that's coming in front of you.
Amen.
Amen? Yeah. Just like a farmer, what's a farmer doing? He's sowing seed. Well, I don't see a harvest. Well, continue to go, and you'll see the harvest. Let it grow up. Let it get nutrients to itself. Let it become full grown. Now you get the harvest, right? You're not just going to plant and turn around and go, stupid seed. I've never seen a plant grow like that overnight. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes you will have a quick harvest. But more times than not, it's seed, then what? That's the key word. People lose their patience. The time. They want now. Because, you know, everything's in instant pudding, pretty much. Microwave, I can eat right now, 33 minutes. Everything, right now. But seed time, we ain't got time for that, man. We need it right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you should have planted.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. So, we've had opportunities. God's let us. Gave us the opportunity to sow some boats. We're on our fourth one now. We've been able to sow a vehicle. We've been able to sow a couple four-wheelers. We've sowed quite a few things.
Amen.
So I'm not talking to you as somebody that's just heard about somebody doing this. God's gave us the opportunity to live it. And what's funny is the very first boat we have, we paid $1,200 for it. Four cylinder that was really like a one. Just barely moving up the river. Get the paddles, hurry. Help it. Yeah, you try to turn and it would die. Don't turn left, it'll die. Just right. You know, good times. It builds character. But we sold the first one, and then a little bit later, here comes this other boat. We got another boat. Like, hallelujah. It was better than the last one. Amen. And then God put it on our heart to sow that boat. Like, all right. And it's funny, about moving forward. And so we sold that boat. Sold that boat. And then a few years later, I got this other boat. We got another boat, a jet boat. Paid $500 for that and two jet skis.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Opportunities. See, opportunities are always there, but if you continue to hold your seed saying, I can't do that, God, that's too much. You don't really believe in his ability. You don't believe in the character of God, because God said, if you'll sow it, I'll multiply it.
Yes.
Amen. And so we sowed the second boat. And then somebody called us from out of state and said, hey, God, y'all got a boat? And I was like, no, sir, we just sold it, actually, a few months ago. He goes, huh. Well, God just told me to give y'all my 26-foot pontoon boat. Bring it on. So it's continually, and it's funny because the seeds continually gotten better and the harvest continually gotten better.
Amen.
Anything that you cannot sow, we'll move. Amen. I'll get back to that in a minute. Go over to 2 Corinthians real fast, please. 2 Corinthians 8:12. Go to the Passion, please. Then we'll read the good news. Hey, and I ain't, by no means am I trying to brag on me and Chelsea. I'm wanting y'all to understand that sowing and reaping does work. Sowing and reaping does work. Starting off making $500 every 2 weeks, how are we here right now? How did we get this far? God, obviously. God, that's why the blessing of God is on our lives. And we believe in everything that he says, if you do this, and I'll bless you. All right. I'll do it. For if the intention, say intention.
Intention.
So you gotta actually be planning on doing something then, huh? Don't you? For if the intention and what?
Desire.
Are there. See, a sower sows. That's just what he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell y'all some more, but we'll see. Amen. The size of the gift, hallelujah. The intention and desire are there. The size of the gift, what?
Doesn't matter.
That's interesting, ain't it? So see, I could sow $1 million and you could sow five.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Should have heard way better amen than that. It's not the size of your seed. That's what confuses people. Well, I'm going to save till I get a bunch of money to sow. Well, why don't you start sowing now? We started at 20.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Your gift is fully acceptable to God according to what you have, not.
Amen.
Amen. Go to the good news, please. Do we have that? No? Let me pull it up real fast. In the Good News translation, it says, if you are eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not what you don't have.
Amen.
Amen. If you're eager to give, if you're excited about it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right? Amen. Turn over to Genesis 26 real fast, please. Genesis 26, verse 12. I'll read that to you out of the King James again. Holy cow. You have that. Actually, I'm going to start about verse 1, sorry. "And And there was, verse 1. And there was what?
Famine in the land.
Famine. Besides the first famine. What is famine? Lack. Not enough. Right? In the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Right? And the Lord appeared unto him and said, what? I'd highlight that. I would highlight where it says, go not down into Egypt. And I'd make sure I highlighted the Lord and said, right? Lord said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of, right?
Yes.
Amen, I agree. Sojourn, verse 3, sojourn where?
In this land
where the famine's at. Interesting, God would have him stay where a famine is. Interesting, God would keep him where a famine is. Well, you know, God wants me to go over here to this other job because it's way better. Are you sure? Or is that just you wanting to do it? Hallelujah. You might as well smile. It's just going to stay about right here. Amen. We'll get through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. Amen. Say, bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed will I give all these countries, and I will perform. Amen. I will perform. I will perform. Right? Amen. The oath which I swear unto Abraham, thy father. Turn, look at verse 12 now. Please. It says, then Isaac whined and said, God, there's famine. There's no way I'm going to survive. We're all going to die. Thanks. If there were some believers there today, that's exactly what they'd say. God, you don't know there's famine here. I got all these kids. I don't have any money now. You want me to stay here? I ain't going to say what I was thinking. Moving on. Then Isaac sowed in that land. Say sowed.
Sowed.
And received the same year what?
A hundredfold.
I would highlight a hundredfold. But don't just look at the hundredfold. What does it say next? Amen. Everybody, y'all ready? At the same time, let's read what he said next. And the Lord blessed. The blessing of God.
Amen.
The blessing of God. It's interesting, since he obeyed God, not only did he get a hundredfold return on the harvest that he sowed, but the blessing of God got placed on his life.
Amen.
So now you get the hundredfold and the blessing of God.
Amen.
What does the blessing mean? Blessing means empowered to prosper.
Yes.
Empowered to prosper. So now the ability to prosper is placed on his life because of obedience and because he sowed in the land and believed God and believed in his character. He said, God, I know there's famine. You told me to stay. I'm going to stay, and you have to perform everything that you said you'll do. I'm going to plant just like you said to plant. And then within the year, there was a hundredfold, and then the blessing of God came on him. Hallelujah. Not just the hundredfold. The blessing of God got placed on him because he obeyed God. God said, stay. He said, I will. I believe you and I trust you. That's where we need to be. When God says, sow this, we need to say, Roger, I got it now. That's why we try to act as quickly as we can. When God asks us to sow something, we try to get it done right then. We do, because I don't want to hang on to it. Because if this is somebody else's harvest, I need to get rid of it. That way I can receive my harvest for what I'm sowing. And a lot of times, I know couple examples. One, this one minister bought this guitar. I think one of the members from Black Sabbath played it, maybe. And it was like over a $100,000 guitar. He had it for a few years, but he said, I never really felt like it was mine, though. You know, I had it, but I never like really felt like it was mine. He said, and then God told him, hey, sow that into Jesse Duplantis' life. God, I like that guitar, though. You know, it's been in the closet for forever, but I love that guitar. And so he sold it. And then God told him, he said, look, first off, I didn't have you buy that for you.
Amen. Amen.
Ever? Another example, me. I was in the tree stand last week out there playing around. And I was looking at this certain gun, and I talked to a guy, and he just wanted too much for it. And so I was like, nah, I'm good. And then I was sitting in the tree stand, and the Holy Ghost said, hey, message him, ask him if he still got it. All right, well, whatever, what's going to hurt? He says, no. You know. So I just messaged the guy, hey, you still got that gun? He's like, yeah, I do. And so you know me, buy cheap, sell high. That's how we do it. Amen. So I offered him, you know, obviously not what he is asking. Never. So if you want to sell something, don't come to me. I'll tell you right now. No, I'm joking. So I got it, and so I just threw a number out there. He's like, it you know. Waited a little while, and then all of a sudden he came back. Yeah, I'll take it. All right, hallelujah, I'll take it, you know. And it was a gun that I thought I wanted. And then I got it and stuff, and I was able to show it to somebody. And as soon as they looked at it, they was like, man, this is nice. Holy Ghost on the inside of me said, sell that. And a lot of times what will trip us up, it's God. You don't know how much I just paid for that. God, you just saw how much money I gave to them for this gun. And you just want me to give it away? And that's the attitude a lot of times people have. They think they're just giving something away. They don't see it as a seed. They see it as just giving. And that's what hinders their harvest every time.
Yes. Amen.
Because once you see it as just giving it away, what is giving something away going to do? What is sowing something going to do?
Amen.
And so I called up the individual. I was like, here, you know, it took me a day. Not going to lie to you. I did like that gun. I did. But it was funny that I didn't buy that for myself. Do what you want. Amen. So I said, all right. So called the individual, said, here, that's yours. It's yours. I know it's yours. It ain't mine. God told me to sow it. Here, take it. Amen. And whenever I sow something, look, I'm just downright, I'll walk up to you and just hand it to you and walk off. I will. Because I'm not, number one, I'm not trying to bring any light to me at all.
Amen.
I'm not trying for you to say, oh, thank you. No. You better thank God, not me.
Yes.
I'm not your source, and I'm not the one doing this for you. This is all God. Trust me. You really think I wanted to give this or sell this to you? Amen. And the Lord blessed him. Interesting, since he obeyed, that the blessing was able to be put upon him. Amen. What does verse 13 say? After he received 100-fold, and the and part, though.
Yes, right.
That's what I want y'all to see.
Amen.
And the blessing of God was placed on him, right? And and the man, what?
Waxed
great and went forward. Say forward.
Forward.
That's the direction.
Amen.
That's the direction. Forward. Not backwards and not side to side. Because now we're trying to sidestep. God, I don't want to sow that. And whatever I have that I cannot sow, it's like the rich man. Yep. Let's read that real fast because we obviously can't get off of that. Where was it at? Matthew? Is it Matthew the rich man? Yeah, Matthew 19. Matthew 19 real fast, please. Y'all doing all right? Are we all right? All right. Matthew 19 about verse 21. Verse 20, actually. Go to verse 20. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And he's talking about honor thy father and the mother.
Yes.
Right? Verse 19. We just ain't got time to go read all that. You should read it. Okay. All right, thank you. And then Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and what?
Sell.
Amen. Sell. That thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Amen. Next, please. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great what?
Possessions.
Next. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Next. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel through the eye of a needle for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Next. When the disciples heard it, they were what? Why were they amazed? Yes, ma'am. You don't get amazed and you don't ask questions as who then can be saved if you're not rich. Especially after Jesus just said a rich man can't enter heaven. They're like, time out. Who then can enter heaven? Because we rich, Jesus. Why would you ask Jesus that if you were poor? Because if they were poor, they would have been shouting, hallelujah, we getting in today. But it's interesting, verse 21, where it said, you know, sell everything you have and go give it to the poor. Right? Go give it to the poor and shout treasure in heaven and come and follow me. And next, please. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Which actually, the possessions had him. Anything that you have that you cannot sow, has you. Anything that you cannot sow, has you. It does. Anything that you got such a tight grip on, whenever God says sow it, and you're like, no, nah, not this. I'll give them this one though.
Yes.
And a supplement seed is not a seed.
Amen.
God, I know you told me to give them 100. I'll give them 5. You know, that'll work for now.
Yes.
Well, what is that seed going to produce? Because God said 100, you're saying 5. Y'all all right? Don't fake. We're going to make it. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't believe, the kid there didn't believe that God would be able to take care of him. He didn't believe that God could multiply the seed sown. He didn't. Or he would have been able to get rid of sell everything and sow it. Because God, Jesus told him, said, sell everything, give it away, come follow me. He didn't believe that God had the ability to multiply the seed that he's about to sow. So he's like, nah, first off, I got a lot of stuff. I just can't get rid of it. And can you really help me? Do you really have that ability? He didn't know the character of God. Amen. Y'all all right? Y'all sure? Amen. Because we're going to keep going anyway. No, I'm joking. I'm just playing. Turn back to Genesis, please, real fast. Genesis 26. Verse 13, again. And the man waxed great and went forward. Say forward.
Forward.
Hallelujah. And grew until he became what?
Very great.
Very great. Very great. Amen. So not only did the seed produce, but also the blessing of God because he obeyed. It's funny how the blessing of God normally, well, it does follow obedience. Amen. Verse 14, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines what?
Envied him.
Why? They had the same opportunity to sow just like he did. So why are they jealous and envious of him? Because that same opportunity is there for them.
Yes.
Just like sowing, everybody has the opportunity to sow. That's your choice. I'm not going to sit up here and try to pull money out of you. That's between you and God. It's got nothing to do with me.
Yes.
What we sow has to do with us.
Yes.
What you sow has to do with you. Or what you do. Amen. That's why we don't get up here and try to pull money. Oh, we need this. Oh, we need that. No. Because if God puts it on your heart to sow, sow.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not up here trying to drag money out of people. Amen. We don't do that. We try to teach you the word, let you see what it'll do in your life, and then go let you go from there with it. Amen. Because it's up to each of us to be able to do something. I can't do something based off what she believes.
Yes.
I can't. I got to know it so that it would work for me. If I try to sow seed because she believes it works, what's it going to do for me? Amen. Now, God will put up with a little bit of unbelief whenever we don't know better. But once we grow up, he expects more out of you. It's just like a kid, right? A five-year-old, you know, you tell them, no, 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 don't do that. You know, you'll let them get away with a little bit of stuff. They're babies. Right, they're still small, they're still learning, you're still trying to teach them, right?
Yes, sir.
But once they're 18 and they're still doing the same stuff as a five-year-old,
amen,
now there's a problem.
Yes.
Right? Education is the key. We need to just move forward. All right. Psalms real fast, please. 126. Y'all going to be okay for a minute? At least let me give y'all some scriptures. More scriptures real fast. Psalms 126. I'm going to start about verse 4. No. I'll start about verse 5. No, I'll start at 4. Sorry. I'm starting at 4. For he had... Psalms 126. I'm doing the King James. Psalms 126, verse 4. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Amen. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. He that goes forth and weepeth, bearing what?
Precious seed.
Precious seed. Precious seed. See, what's precious to me might not be... See, the 20, that was precious seed to us. Because this is money that's going to help pay electric. This is money that's going to help feed us. This is money that's going to help clothe us. Get us fuel for the vehicle so we ain't walking. Insurance on the vehicle. House payment. Electric. Gas. So that seed, that was precious seed to us. Amen. Where are we at? Precious seed. Shall what? Amen. Right there. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall what?
Doubtless. Come again.
Doubtless. I'd highlight that and make a middle note of that. Doubtless. That means you ain't, there's no if, ands, or buts about it. You know that it's about to produce whatever it's sent out to do. Amen. Doubtless come again with what? Bringing his sheaves with him. That just means his harvest.
Yes.
That means his harvest. So see, he's got a seed and he's going knowing good and well it's about to produce everything I need. And so he's coming back rejoicing. Why? Because he knows it's going to produce.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes, please, real fast. Ecclesiastes 11. Ecclesiastes 11, we'll start about verse 1. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after what?
Many days.
Y'all know the Israelites, you know, back then, they'd travel along the river during flooding season because they'd throw their seed out on the river. They'd throw it out on the river. You should study it if you don't know. All right? They'd throw it out on the river. That way, once they got down river, their harvest was already there by the time they got there. And so they'd constantly throw seed on the river, and the river would take it, but it'd get up on the banks, and then it'd start growing. And then that way, once they got just walking down the river, getting to where they're needing to go, there's their harvest constantly. A harvest constantly in front of them. Why? Because they constantly sowed. So that's what it's talking about. Because I bread upon the walls, you find it after many days. Amen. Say many days.
Many days.
You have to be patient. Amen. You have to be patient. What is it? Seed. Amen. Seed time. Harvest. Amen. Be patient. Don't talk against it. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 2. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Amen. Keep sowing. Keep sowing.
Amen.
Keep sowing. Because you don't know what's going on. You don't. You don't know what the economy is going to do tomorrow or that day. Keep sowing. That way you continually have a harvest. Amen. Next, please. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. That's pretty simple. It fell down. There it is.
Amen.
Right? Next, verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not what?
Reap.
Observeth means to notice or perceive and register it as being significant. Notice or perceive and register it as being significant, right? Watch something or someone carefully or attentively. Amen. That's observed. My definition, I'll let you in on that one, is you pay so much attention to what's going on around you that you won't sow because the circumstances look bigger to you than God does. That's the Ricky Edwards definition. You're welcome. So he that observeth the wind are just constantly looking at the news and everything else. I mean, just plain and simple, we don't watch the news because I don't need to have to work, deal with that doubt and unbelief in my life. There's enough of that from Satan already, so why would I add to it by watching news? That's just my way of thinking. Amen. Because I know Satan doesn't want us to prosper or live in any kind of victory. So I already know that I'm going to be against him. Be in faith, be in good cheer, though, for I've overcome the world. Right? That's what God said, right? So he has. But if I'm constantly feeding on something that's just helping with the doubt and unbelief.
Yes, sir.
So now when it's time to sow, I'm like, there's no way. You don't see what's going on right now? We need to save this money.
Yeah.
We can't sow right now. Look at the economy. We got to save, crazy. Because
yeah.
Once you feed on something long enough, it gets on the inside of you. No, not me. Well, okay. Amen. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Next, please. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Amen. You don't cut open a mother's womb to see if the baby's growing or not, do you? Because there's natural laws and spiritual laws. Natural law, 9 months, you're having a baby. Spiritual law, seed time and harvest. Right? And so you don't have to open up a mother's womb to see if the baby's growing. You know the baby's growing. And you also know at 9 months, we're having the harvest.
Yes.
Just like seed, time. See, the baby is 9 months. I don't know how long your harvest, what the time is for you. I don't know what the time is for anybody. I don't know what the time is for me. I just sow seed. That's what I do. That we started out doing it, and I'm not going to lie. We three reasons why we sow. God told us to. Amen. Somebody needs something, and we enjoy it. We enjoy it. It's like asking somebody that likes, you know, playing sports, why do you play football? Oh, well, they just told me I had to play, so I'll play. No, they do that because they really like it. Or they wouldn't be doing it.
Yes.
Amen. We need to stop whining because we sowed last night and we haven't received the harvest by morning.
Amen.
Seed time and harvest. Amen. Because let me say this one first. You have to keep on sowing even when you don't see any results. You do. You have to keep on sowing even if you haven't seen any results. There's this one guy, he was sowing, and the minister noticed that he stopped sowing, so he's talking to him. He's like, man, you was going really good. What happened? He said, well, you know, I've been sowing for like 2 years, but I thought it'd work for me like it does you, but it hasn't happened. He goes, well, there you go. You thought. You thought it would work for you. Now you're trying to work off of something from somebody else. You got to work off of it on you, not based off somebody else. Numbers 23:19, you can just write this down. God's not a man that he should lie. If he said, then he'll do it. Amen. If he said, he'll make it good, right? Amen. 1 Timothy 6:17. I'm going to pull that up in the Passion, please. 1 Timothy 6:17. To all the rich in this world, of this world, I command you not to be what?
Rash in thoughts and pride.
Over your prosperity, or rely on what?
Your wealth.
For your riches are unreliable and nothing compared to the living God.
Amen.
Trust instead in the one who what?
Lavishes.
Key word. Lavishes. Amen. You got to understand that. You really do. You got to understand what lavishes means. If you don't, look it up and write it down and put it up somewhere in your house so that you know this is one of the characteristics of God.
Amen.
Upon us all. Upon a couple of us? Amen. All good things fulfilling what? Our every need. Next, please. Remind the wealthy to be rich in remarkable works of extravagant. Interesting that, you know, I don't know if y'all know who Jesse Duplantis is. It was probably 6-7 years ago whenever I heard the story. He said he was at the mall with his wife during Christmas, you know, and he said, you know how us men are, we'll just go sit on a bench outside or we'll just kind of wander around because women take all day shopping. But anyways, I'm joking. And he said, so he's just sitting there, and he said he got tired of just sitting there, so he told Kathy, hey, I'm just going to walk up and down this mall, you know, and just holler at me whenever you're ready. He said, so I started walking. And he said, before I got to the other end, he had over $100,000+ that people would walk up to him and gave him. Over $100,000+, people just walked up to him and said, here, that's yours. Hallelujah. And so he was like, hallelujah. And he actually said, I had a bag full of money that people just kept handing to me. So he said, you know what? You know, I'm just going to sow this. Amen. He actually sowed all the money before he even left the mall. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. We all have seed tests, sowing tests, proving, just like we have money proving. Amen. You ought to study that. Amen. So he started sowing. He said he was walking down the mall, and there was this couple. They was looking at this dress, and he heard the lady talking. She's like, honey, I really like this. He goes, babe, we can't afford that right now, but I promise you, as soon as we get some money, I'm going to get that for you. He goes, hey, sorry, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, but just reach your hand in this bag and get some money. They're like, what? Look, you want the dress, just reach your hand in here and get some money. She's like, wait, what do you mean, what? He's like, look, first off, I have a wife. You can't just have the dress. You got to have the shoes. You got to have the earrings. You got to have everything that goes along with it. So just reach your hand in here and get two handfuls. And he walked around the mall doing that. And it's funny. He said after he got home that day, he went out in his front yard. I'm not going to tell y'all how big his house is. I don't need anybody fainting right now. He said he was out in his front yard. He had to do something, and he And he heard something because he's got a gate around his house, obviously, because if he didn't, people would be there, right? Amen. So he heard somebody yell, Jesse! So he looked up, and there's somebody in a vehicle. He said, hey, God told me to give this to you. And threw like $5,000 or $10,000 right over his fence. See, but if you don't know how to sow, or if you're not generous, then how can God trust you with that kind of money? Because God obviously wasn't trying to get all that money to him, but just bless people. Because God's wanting to show his goodness to everybody else. He's not just wanting to keep it in here to us. But if we're stingy, no, get away from that. That's mine. Then why would somebody want to be a Christian? Man, I don't want to go over there. Those people are stingy and mean. Can't touch nothing they have. Can't even look at their vehicle. Pull that up again, please. Look, amen. Like I said, the 2011, I made $12,000 in a year. You're welcome. 2011, I made $12,000. 2012, after we got married, I made $14,000 or $15,000. In 1 year. That's not in a month. It's not in a week. That was 12 months, like this. But yet God said, hey, I need y'all to start sowing over your tithe. Because I need y'all to get to a place to where you're not living in lack so I can get you into overflow. But I need some obedience. I just can't get you there. Amen. And so I told y'all before, 2021, we got our tax statement back because I forget what we've paid throughout the years, but I just know last year because we was pumped. not last year, but the year before, 2021, we sold like $43,000. The ability of God. Amen. The blessing of God. Yes. You sow in famine. You'll reap a hundredfold, and the blessing of God will be placed on your life. This year, I don't want to tell you yet what we made or what we sowed. But we sold more than I made in probably the first 4 years I was here working. The ability of God will be placed on your life if you'll let him. But if you don't, you got to figure out how to do it on your own. And that involves working overtime, overtime, overtime. 3 or 4 jobs, selling everything we own.
Amen.
So I'm not just talking to you about something I heard somebody do. God's allowed us the opportunity to live it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And not only that, if you after this, if you want to come up and tell me that this doesn't work, no offense, I'm probably going to laugh. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not. But from going to making $15,000 in 1 year to where God has brought us now, but yet y'all notice it hasn't happened overnight. It's been a process of proving. God says, sow this. And it's a continual step, a forward movement. But if I'm not going this way, then I have to be going this way or this way. Where are we at? Willing to share with others? Next, please. These spiritual investments will provide a beautiful foundation for their lives and secure for them a great future as they lay their hands upon the meaning of true life. Amen. We're not going to make it. All right, so this ain't going to make it. We're not. It's already 11:30. Amen. So hopefully we'll get back to this one day. Yes, ma'am.
As the pastor was talking about seed this morning, I think the ultimate example of this is, for God so loved the world that he gave.
Yeah.
He did. Extravagant generosity. Yes. When Adam and Eve sinned, there was that separation. He's probably up in heaven and trying to say, they sinned. This bond has been broken. What can I do? Glory to God. I can plant a seed. For God so loved the world that he gave. He's the ultimate example of seed, time, and harvest. And if we truly know what this is all about, it is about people. It is about people. That is the heartbeat of God. It's about people. He's trying to get things through us so he can get things to us, to get things through us, to get, you know, to be able to show himself as a good God, as a generous God, as a loving God. And we are his people here on earth to be able to be that example for him. Let's bow our heads. Father God, thank you for being an example for us. Thank you for taking your most precious seed and planting it into a world that didn't recognize you, that didn't recognize your generosity or love, but you planted it anyways. Thank you, God, for giving us that example. And thank you, Jesus, for living out the life that you did and sacrificing your life for us and making a way for us to have relationship with God once again. If anybody is here in this building, and you might know it in your head, you might know something about Jesus, but you don't know that Jesus in your heart. If that is you, you need to respond and get to know this Jesus that he's been talking about this morning, that wants to get you from poor to prosperous, that wants to change your heart from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. If that is you and you do not know Jesus as Lord of your life, you need to make that stand. Please raise your hand so I can see it, so we can talk later, so I can introduce you to Jesus Christ. If that is you, if you need to renew your life and your dedication to Jesus Christ, please raise your hand. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for this word that has gone out this morning. Thank you, Father God. We take it by faith. Holy Spirit, bring it back up to our remembrance. Glory to God. And Lord, we apply it to our life to be to have extravagant generosity, just like you have. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Can we say amen, amen? Hallelujah. Pastor Ricky and I are going to meet you in the back.